Good afternoon. So this is a really interesting gospel. I think it has a really powerful message if you're the kind of person that watches the news or if you read the newspaper. Because if you watch the news or read the newspaper, you kind of get the impression that there's just a lot of bad people in the world. Whether it's in Russia or cartels or drug runners or trafficking people. I mean, it just seems to be one bad story after another. And this gospel gives us a way to how to understand that, how to make sense of it. Because making sense of a crazy world makes sure it helps us not go crazy. So the image is of a good-hearted farmer, a sincere farmer who wants to do the right thing. And he has a field, and he fills it, he plants beautiful wheat. And wheat is exactly what everybody wants. It's healthy, it's food, it means good nutrition, it means that people will live. And he plants this beautiful field of good wheat. And then it says, at night, an enemy comes and plants weeds. And the weeds are the kind of weeds that suck up the life of the wheat. They end up killing the wheat. And so we have this image of a field with good people and bad people in it. And how do we understand that? Well, first of all, the gospel is very clear by saying where evil comes from. It comes from Satan, it comes from the devil, who kind of comes in and sows all this bad material. But it lets us know, first of all, that the world is a mixed bag. And so we want to open our eyes and see accurately the truth of things, and that is, the world is not one or the other. It's not entirely wheat, full of good people, and it's not entirely bad, filled with bad people. It is kind of a mixed bag. And so I think that's just, you know, it's kind of like the first lesson of the gospel is not to go one way or the other, not to have a Pollyanna view that everyone is wonderful or that everyone is bad. It's kind of a mixed bag. I think the gospel also tells us to not be shocked by that, to not be surprised or, you know, amazed. And two things that always kind of put it in perspective for me is, remember, the very first book of the Bible is the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, God creates the Garden of Eden. And this is paradise. This is exactly the way life should be. It is a paradise. And yet, even in the garden that God himself designs, sin is able to come in. Sin can come in anywhere. We could never kind of say that because God designed this garden, sin can't come in, but sin came in there. And then a little closer to home, to our time, Jesus picked 12 disciples. These are people that Jesus himself picks. And yet, of the 12 disciples that Jesus picked, one of them betrays him to his face, and the other 11 run away, or the other 10 run away at the crucifixion. Even the people that Jesus himself picks, sometimes sin can enter in. But I think the main point of this gospel is that even though there's wheat, you maybe feel like you're surrounded by weeds or bad people, we never let them change us. Our job is to change them. We never let their lack of love affect our love. We never let their lack of faith and hope affect our faith and hope. We have those gifts of faith, hope, and love. We nourish them, we keep them going, no matter what they do. You know, I just celebrated my 45th anniversary as a priest this year, and I think back sometimes to my very first assignment 45 years ago. It's kind of a murky memory. But I was assigned to a very tough parish. My first assignment, right out of the seminary. I'm in a really rough area and a very tough assignment. This was when drugs were first starting to come into LA, and there were gangs and motorcycle gangs and you know, I remember during our carnival, I used to have a police, plainclothes police, kind of follow me around just for safety. It's not much nicer here at our Spring Fest. So my first assignment, it was very tough and rough. And I remember one of the other associates left to be reassigned because he just felt the stress was too much. And the next year, the other associate left because of the stress. So the diocese sent someone out to see me, and they said, "Father Dave, we're so sorry we sent you here. If you like, you can be transferred to any other parish you would like in the diocese. No questions asked." I said, "You know, I just spent all these years in the seminary studying to be a priest to make a difference, why would I let people like that change me? I am here to change them. I am staying. So I stayed a few more years, and of course I had absolutely no effect on those people whatsoever. However, I didn't change them, but they didn't change me. So you will find yourself, you know, hopefully that you are a wheat person, you are kind of a nourishing person, you're a healthy person, you're the kind of person that people like to have around. You may find yourself around having some weed people with you. So never let them change you. Don't be shocked that they're there. Don't be surprised that there are weed people there. Don't be shocked, but do whatever you can to change them. Never let them change you. And you will get the strength for that at Mass, especially at Communion. Because at Communion, you will take our Lord directly into yourself. And that's the perfect time to go right back. As soon as you receive Communion, just go right back to your pew and immediately kneel or sit and talk to our Lord inside and ask for that grace that you need to be a wheat person, even if you are surrounded by weeds. And certainly with that presence of Jesus within you, when people see you, they will know right away what kind of plant you are.